The Beacon Sessions. New music heard first.
Welcome to the Beacon Sessions room, the Car Pals. These are a up-and-coming breakthrough Midlands band. They are absolutely brilliant. You're going to hear them in a moment. But thank you so much for coming in, guys. Pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
So just tell me a bit about yourself. How did you guys get together? Because you're relatively young.
We had a guitar club, me and Michael. We had a guitar club at school.
In about year seven.
We used to play blues songs before we could play guitar.
Led Zeppelin. Yeah.
Really?
And then, it became a real band. Mostly when Jacob joined.
They weren't the best, though.
How do you recruit then other members of the band once you started, because you've got this sort of sound going and you sort of think, okay,
we've all just been mates? Or
to be honest, like, it started off as a guitar club and they were like, oh, let's get a drummer in, and then it kind of, then I came in, I couldn't play drums either, so then I came in, and then gradually, like, we kind of learned to play our instruments before.
Hang on a minute, you said you can't play drums?
I couldn't play drums in year seven.
This is real, like,
still can't really.
We were like 11 or 12 or something.
You and Michael pretty much couldn't play guitar either.
Still can't.
And then Tom came in, he could only play an E chord. So then we like kind of, we were kind of a four-piece for quite maybe a year, and then realised that Tom actually couldn't play guitar at all, so we kicked Tom out.
Yeah, but I'd left.
Listening to you guys warming up, though, I mean, you just wouldn't think that, and it's quite an amazing story that to hear you guys saying that you're just picking up these instruments and then learning them, and then, you know, together putting this full band, and now look at the stuff that you're doing. For people that won't be aware of you, what would you say was kind of your underlying influence? What a good question.
We've got kind of a Talking Heads influence.
Talking Heads, LCD Sound System, and then maybe some of those like post-punk bands.
You're managed by John Brooks from The Charlatans, who's actually here now.
Hi there.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Where did you first hear about these guys then?
I stumbled across the Car Pals at the Syndicate Club Night in Birmingham, along with my partner Ian, who's the partner with me at One Beat Records. And we were doing a club night for a few of the bands, a band called the Arcadian Kicks, and the Car Pals got asked to play. And I came in to watch them, and I was just blown away. And, I just kind of felt this a need to, to be a part of what they're trying to do.
Does the drummer take the most sort of, excuse the pun, but bashing in terms of, because of your experience?
Oh, no. My role is passive. No, I'm not out any discipline or any kind of lessons. No. He's more of a drummer than I was at his age, let me put it that way.
Okay, fantastic. And I believe you're going to actually play a little bit of percussion on this track.
Well, you know what? There's a spare chair and I'm sat on it, and there's a bit of percussion stuff lying around, so why not?
Talking about the snare drum, actually, you've got a coat over it, and I want people to know about this, because, you know, you hear about all sorts of things that bands do with their instruments, but you're going to actually play the snare with the coat over it. And it's, whose coat is it in the band?
My coat.
How do you feel about that? When did he first say to you, can I nick your coat to play?
He didn't really ask.
That's a lie.
Nah, I've
been borrowing coats since yesterday.
So will you take that coat back to actually wear, or is that now the band coat that will be played around all your gigs?
That's definitely my coat.
This is just for the acoustic.
We might see that on eBay at some point, or some charity do, going for hundreds of thousands of pounds.
We might leave it behind, and people can put bids on it to buy it.
Yeah.
Probably for like £8.50 or something.
Well, listen, I think we should hear your stuff. Is it Handshakes you can play?
Yep.
Who wrote that?
All of us.
Okay, what, all you got your little bits in there?
And when it started with the drum beat,
yeah,
and then it just kind of got written around the drum beat.
So I guess I wrote it.
No.
Okay.
That'll be the day.
Thank you so much for coming in. Looking forward to hearing you.
Can you still hear me when you're underwater, and when I'm not around, or I'm broken down? From these flashbacks, it's all heartbreak and handshaking. These flashbacks are killing me, they're tearing me apart. But if you can't weigh us many days, this feeling travels far. And there's something about you that makes me wanna take you out tonight. And there's something about you that makes me wanna take you out last night. And can you still hear me when you're underwater, underwater? And when I'm not around, I'm broken down from these flashbacks. It's all heartbreak and handshaking. So shades are telling me that you're not alright. Remember me as I walk away, walk, walk away from this unround fight. There's something about you that makes me wanna take you out tonight, tonight, tonight. There's something about you.